Harper Children's Audio presents Dragon Wings by Lawrence Yip, performed by B.D. Wong. Copyright 1975 by Lawrence Yip. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers.
To my mother and father, to whom I owe a debt that would last through several lives. Thirty years ago, I began writing stories about one family, the Youngs of Three Willows Village, and their many friends. In those pages, I tried to chronicle their ongoing love affair with the land of the Golden Mountain, or America, a love that has lasted over 150 years. The first Youngs came to the Golden Mountain because they had no choice. It was the only way for their families in China to survive: the Serpent's Children and Mountain Light. However, their children realized that the Golden Mountain was, despite hardship and death, their destiny, Dragon's Gate. And so the third generation was actually born upon the Golden Mountain, sinking their roots inextricably into American soil, despite the attempts of hostile American mobs to tear up those roots. The traitor. The Youngs and their friends stayed even when the many rural Chinatowns that had once covered the West were destroyed, and Chinese America itself had shrunk to a few small enclaves in cities like San Francisco. However, that didn't stop a new generation from immersing itself in American thought and technology in order to achieve its dreams. Dragon Wings. More than everything else, the Youngs and their friends were adaptable, even organizing their own professional basketball team to leave San Francisco's Chinatown and barnstorm across the country. The Red Warrior. However, some went too far and became so American that they lost track of the Chinese part of their identity and had to discover it again. Child of the Owl. And they changed once more when they discovered that the attitudes that had enabled them to survive over 100 years of hardships and dangers no longer worked. Sea glass. Ultimately, the latest generation, which is only half Chinese, faces the greatest challenge, for it has to redefine what it is to be a Chinese American. Thief of Hearts. It has been my privilege to write about seven generations of the Young family and their friends, and how they have transformed the Golden Mountain and been transformed in turn. These books represent my version of Chinese America, in its tears and its laughter, its hungers and its fears, and in all its hopes and dreams.